Look, it is, of course, Tuesday, and that's Tuesday Book Club time. That's when we turn to Andrew Popel, the master of the written word here at 2SER with his show, Final Draft. Andrew, this is our final Tuesday Book Club together. I'm very sad. You're tracing a tear down your face, but I might have a genuine one.
Yeah, I am a little bit, more than a little bit sad. This has been going for years.
Before we were doing this on Sunday. Normal breakfast. This is Sunday breakfast.
Sunday breakfast. I've got so many fond memories, and we've got so many audio files. We're going to have to stick them up online for people to catch up.
We already have.
I know, but like maybe collate them, maybe make it a podcast. I don't know.
We can find something to do with it. But of course, it's not the final book club. It's just the final one between you and I.
Yeah.
The book club will continue.
Yeah.
Of course,
absolutely. The books are always there and on Final Draft and hopefully coming back soon to Brekkie with your successor.
I certainly hope so indeed. Mm. And we are going out with something a little bit remarkable.
Oh, this is, okay, look, this is something very special. I found out about this book late last year. Mm. I've been reading it quite a bit recently. It's something that I haven't ever really brought to you on our book club. The book is called False Claims of Colonial Thieves, and it's a collection of poetry between two authors, Charmaine Papertalk Green and John Kinsella.
Wow, poetry.
Yes, this is really unique, fantastic, vital poetry. So just a bit of background. Charmaine Papertalk Green, she's a visual artist, a poet, and a writer. She's a member of the, and I might just please ask forgiveness for my pronunciation. I hope I get this right. She's a member of the Wadjuri and Badamaya cultural groups from the Yamaji Nation of Western Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So actually where you're heading, not too far away, bit further south.
The same state at least,
The big state. And also John Kinsella. John Kinsella is a poet, a novelist, and editor. He was born in Perth, and amongst many caps he wears, he's an adjunct professor at Edith Cowan University in WA.
Hmm.
Now, their book, this collection, is False Claims of Colonial Thieves, and it's a conversation in poetry between Papertalk Green and Kinsella, exploring their shared world around Western Australia's Geraldton region and their perspectives on the impact of invasion and colonisation across their history and into our present. So as you might guess from the title, this collection pulls no punches in taking on the legacy of invasion to the people and the landscapes of Western Australia. It's no pity party either, as both Papertalk Green and Kinsella decry the damage done to land and culture, but celebrate the endurance and strength of both as well. So as we go, I'd like to actually take some selections from the poems that illustrate the collection. And I'd like to acknowledge that I'm quoting Papertalk Green and Kinsella's art and work, but I don't presume to appropriate their voices.
Please.
I'm also going to be excerpting. I'm not going to read any full poem, so I really recommend that people get out and just check this book out.
Please do.
So the collection takes on really important contemporary topics of land use, environmental degradation, destruction of traditional cultures and cultural appropriation, as well as the impact on community of dispossession and drug use. It would be really difficult to pay full tribute to the breadth and depth of the work, and it's not really my place, as both Papertalk Green and Kinsella explore these topics both through the subject matter that they choose, which is, I think, fairly easy for us to discuss, but also through the lyricism and style with which each piece is created. So that is going to be hard to capture, and this is something that I encourage people to experience. They carefully craft a space for voice and recognition, and in her poem, Don't Want Me to Talk, Papertalk Green explores the silencing and marginalising of voices of dissent. She challenges the domination of the dominance of whiteness and its tactic of sort of almost becoming invisible by assuming it's the only way of being. So this is from Don't Want Me to Talk. You don't want me to talk about mining or its impact on country. You don't want me to talk about the concept and construct of whiteness, its dominance and power in society. Then later in the poem, she goes on to observe, you don't want me to talk about how I have got a voice and you don't listen. And that's really powerful stuff, because this idea of coming to voice is incredibly potent and powerful in culture. Later in the work, I Won't Pretend, Papertalk Green celebrates the possibility of working together in what she calls an intercultural space to acknowledge and inspire each other without one taking over the other. And isn't that kind of a really beautiful idea?
Very much so.
I feel like we often live in a cultural landscape broadly as Australia where this idea that you have to win, and maybe it comes from our competitive sporting idea, that if you're not winning, it's not even worth, you know, being there. Both poets mourn the destruction of land and culture in False Claims of Colonial Thieves, and in the call and response sections of the poem Whores, Gods, Intruder, H-A-W-E-S, sorry, Whores, the poem delves into the history and impact of the construction of the St. Francis Xavier Cathedral in Geraldton by John Whores, who was he was an architect and a churchman. The cathedral was built on land that was significant to the traditional owners. And Paper Talk Green reflects in the poem, a place of living, a place of our ceremonies, long before it was called Mass Rock, Whores, God's Intruder. And really powerful stuff. I mean, you could imagine a history giving you the sort of the black and white of this, you know, that this church was built, this is how it was built, and also where it was built and how it occurred, and maybe acknowledging that the land was important.
Mm.
I couldn't imagine it having the same impact as those lines. And this is a cycle of poems between both Kinsella and Paper Talk Green that discusses this impact and how it's felt in deep cultural ways, but then also in the day-to-day life that they lived growing up in this area. And here lies the power of this collection to reflect and then evoke the beauty as well as the pain of history destroyed and recreated. Both poets show us that culture lives on in all these spaces and that traditional ties to the land are not easily extinguished. The language and the imagery is a necessary bloodletting, and it seems to me that many more are coming before we will be able to come together as a nation. But look, in the reading of False Claims and Colonial Thieves, I believe we're able to begin to understand why this process is necessary. I think that's really hard for a lot of people. Not just that we have to have a process, but why? Why is it even necessary?
Yeah, exactly. We don't like to have that conversation still.
No. The poets are really keen-eyed in their observation, and they allow us the opportunity to see our historical wrongs. And so I'm thinking here from a colonial perspective, as a white Australian, I am a colonizer. You know, I am part of a history that includes invasion. They allow us an opportunity to see these historical wrongs, but also understand that we have a role in coming together. So I'm going to leave you with the ending of John Kinsella's poem, Yarn Response. And this is a response to Charmaine Paper Talk Green's poem, Yarn, which occurs immediately prior. And in this, Kinsella says, "This is yarning too, Charmaine, and I take my cue from you and celebrate the back and forth, even a bit of over-talking." So it's fun, it's coming together, it's an ability to share and maybe create something a little bit more from that sharing.
I'm so excited about this. Kind of a breadth of narrative and emotional poetry from two different voices is a really unusual take on that.
Yeah, and I mean, I have to say, I don't really talk much about poetry with you on Final Draft, because as much as I love poetry, I think it requires a lot of time and mental energy.
It does.
To really get into. This is not a linear narrative. This is sometimes more sort of like a fever dream of understanding rather than something that you are going to just get on radio and talk easily about. But this is something that I think people should read and try to talk about with their friends, as I'm talking about with you, as I say goodbye to you, my friend.
I know, I'm very sad about that. Title one more time.
It's called False Claims of Colonial Thieves, and it's Charmaine Paper Talk Green and John Kinsella.
Absolutely amazing. Hey, what's up next on Final Draft?
Final Draft. So we have got so much. So look, can I tell you that we are only 2 days away from the Stella Prize being announced?
Ooh.
Yeah, six amazing books from amazing Australian women writers are battling it out to be the Stella Prize winner. The readers have six winners already. That's this Thursday. We'll definitely be talking about that on Saturday. The Sydney Writers Festival is coming up. There is an Australian Classics book club. I'm trying to fit it all in. I am actually going, when am I going to fit all this stuff in? I would stay tuned and definitely go to 2SER.com to catch up, because I'm going to have to put stuff up online that doesn't make it to air.
Look, I'm excited about it. I'll be listening away from over in Western Australia.
You can absolutely do that on 2SER.com, can't you?
I can. Yeah. I can indeed.
And on the new 2SER app.
The new app is actually really, really good. Andrew, thank you much. Thank you for all the words over the years. And I won't do this with you next week, but it will continue with whomever's taking over from me.
Absolute pleasure, Nick. All the best in WA.
Thank you.